Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, five things you should do before your selection meeting. All right, guys, you've committed to building a home. Congratulations. It's a very exciting time for you as you're going through the home building process. You've selected the changes you want to make in the model, and you've come to an agreement with your builder. After your plans are completed, one of the next important phases is your selections for your home. And most of the time, new homeowners and people building homes have no clue what that process is really going to be like. And they come in woefully unprepared. They get overwhelmed and they just struggle with that process. And sometimes it doesn't go well. Sometimes it's tears. I've literally seen it. So here are some tips for you guys, five of them in particular, to help make that process a little better and feel like you are prepared to go into those meetings. All right, let's begin right away. Number one, ask questions of your salesperson before you even get to that process. And what I mean by that is very simple. Ask your salesperson or your representative, home consultant, whatever they call them, how the pricing works for your new home. Okay, so why you want to do that is very simple. Every builder does things different. And the reason you want to really know the process, so ask the pricing question, ask the process question. Those are really the two parts of this. The pricing question is important as far as a lot of builders in the selection process use that as sort of their way to make up any discounts or negotiations that you had when you signed your contract. A lot of times customers push for the very best deal. Good for you. Hopefully you did get a good deal. But a lot of times builders use the selection process to really get you. And a lot of them really mark stuff up in the selection process. Now, if you have a halfway decent, honest salesperson, hopefully they will try to get you to do some of these changes right away with your initial contract. Some of them, if they just don't know any better, I only do this and this is all I can do. A lot of bigger builders, they really compartmentalize everything and turn every little segment of their business into a profit center. Well, I certainly don't do that and I don't advocate for it, but it's always cheaper to put the changes you want on as early as possible. So do it right with your paperwork. When you're negotiating, you're going to get your very best price. So have that question with your salesperson as far as, hey, do I pick my faucets with you? Do I pick them at selection? Do I pick any main finishes with you? So on and so forth. I know how we do it is if we know as a salesperson that my client wants to do matte black fixtures, I don't leave it with the standard faucets and then let them do that in the design process. I put that right in their contract right away. And I think that's the better way to do it. But ask the pricing question. And then the second question is a part of this is ask the process question. So find out, what that builder's process is. Maybe they say, we only do the structure, structural changes and maybe product, with the salesperson, and then anything related to color, finish, etc., it has to go through design. Okay. Just know that process. Know what you're getting into before you walk into it. We've had people walk into the selection process and want to start, changing the floor plan. They bring their daughter in and they change the floor plan. That is not a good way to do things. And that's going to just really slow down the progress on your new home. Okay, the second thing you're going to want to do, and I apologize if my voice is cracking here. I literally could not talk yesterday. I had laryngitis. So I'm going to power through this one. Thank you for putting up with it. Second thing to do is do a drive-by. Now, I don't mean do a drive-by like LA style here. I mean do a drive-by of the subdivision that you're going to be building your home, of course, if you are in a subdivision. But the reason that you want to do this is the last thing you want to do is go into your selection meeting with your, you know, builder, and you want a blue and white house, and you don't realize that the house on the left of you and the house across the street from you are both blue and white. And now all these blue and white houses are clustered together, and it looks kind of goofy when it's all done. You're going to probably regret it. Your neighbors are going to be mad at you, and so on and so forth. So do a drive-by. Drive by your site, look at the homes around you, and take inventory of, you know, some of the colors nearby your home so that you don't do the exact same thing, okay? And maybe even snap a couple photos of those homes right in your nearby you just so you don't copy exactly what they're doing. Do something a little different. That way they'll all blend together nicely. They won't look goofy. So do a drive-by. And also as part of a drive-by, just drive by other homes in new subdivisions and maybe take a picture or two of the ones that you really like the color schemes that you like. Maybe not the look of the house as far as the style because you've already committed to that, but you know, just look at the color scheme you like. And that is the third step. Take and bring pictures. If there's something in your home that you absolutely love, a color scheme that you still love and you want to replicate, take a picture of it. It makes the job of the designer so much easier when they really know what you like. Also bring in pictures of exteriors, exterior color schemes that you really like. Or if there's a particular stone that you love, bring those pictures in. It helps the designer so much because then they won't spend so much time trying to figure out what your style is. They'll kind of be able to pick that up very quickly. So take and bring pictures of homes you like. And interiors as well. Just as many pictures as you can is going to make it super helpful. The fourth thing you're going to want to do to improve your selection meeting is scout social media. And what I mean by this is not go on Facebook and see what your friends did. Maybe you want to do that. But what I mean by that is to go on to sites that have a lot of great house pictures and find things that inspire you or excite you. Now, this comes with a caveat because a lot of these sites, you know, and we have customers do this. They're building a $500,000 home and they show us, you know, $100,000 kitchen, which remodel or something where it's like, okay, yeah, that's not going to work or fit in your home. But, you know, cool for looking at the style part of it. So scout social media. Go on to sites like Instagram, House, or Pinterest. Now, take a look at those sites and see if there's any pictures you like. Obviously, grab those and put them in a folder or you know, put them on a tablet, bring them to your selection meeting and say, hey, I really like, you know, the hardware here. Is this something we could find that's close? I really love, you know, the paint color in this living room. The designer will then be able to help you match that up a lot more closely. So Instagram, House, Pinterest. You know, even if it's just a magazine too, and you've got a, you know, a design magazine that you found and you really like something, you know, definitely consider bringing that into the selection meeting. The more tangible things and things that you can look at and share with the designer is going to make that process so much easier. All right. And the fifth and final thing you need to do before your selection meeting is pre-shop. And this one you got to be a little careful with, and you're going to need to work with, you know, your building team on this a little bit, but you got to find out, and this goes back to the first question, right? The pricing and the process question, but go back to this step and find out, hey, do I go to different vendors to pick things out? If so, you might just want to do like a casual, you know, stop in on the store. Most of the time when you are actually physically making selections, I highly encourage anyone to make an appointment with the representative there, but if you're just, for this first thing, you don't necessarily need to do an appointment unless the store requires it, but see if you can pre-shop. So for example, If they're going to send you to a tile store, you may just want to take a Saturday one day and just sort of walk in and just browse. Try not to really engage with somebody too much and waste a lot of their time. You can even say, hey, we're just sort of pre-shopping right now. We're going to be working with our builder very soon. We just want to kind of understand what's available. It's so helpful because you can kind of just get the lay of the land. You can kind of get a few ideas of things you might like. Again, snap a couple pictures of things that you might be interested in. It'll make things a lot easier. Same with lighting. You know, maybe pre-shop. If there's a specific lighting store, maybe you can't go in there until you make your appointment. But you could also go to other stores like a Home Depot or a Lowe's or maybe another local lighting store and snap pictures and just get some ideas of things that you want so that when you get into the meeting, you already kind of know like, no, I don't like this, but I do like that. It just makes things go so much smoother if you can do it. So pre-shop. And then also as part of the pre-shop, see if you can get a tour of the selection center before you actually do the selection. So maybe your salesperson or your home consultant can do that for you. Or maybe the designer will say, hey, yeah, you know what? Stop on in anytime during the day, or here's my hours. Come in, you know, during these hours and I'll give you a quick, you know, I call it like a dime store tour, a 15-minute quick power tour. Just kind of walk them through the selection center, show the things that they're going to really be focusing on and the things that you're going to be picking. And it will make things go so much easier if you can do that because it just gives you an idea of the lay of the land. It gives you an idea of the process. And it really helps you understand what you can and can't do. That way it also kind of helps you avoid disappointment as well. So hopefully these five tips will help get you started on the right path when you're doing the selections for your new home. Again, do your homework. We'll repeat the steps one more time. So step number one, again, is ask questions. That's pricing and process. Number two is do drive-by of your neighborhood and other subdivisions to find colors you like. Step three is take and bring pictures. Step four is scout social media platforms for ideas. And number five is pre-shop some of the stores and vendors to get the ideas of what you're going to be selecting. Thank you once again so much for tuning in. Hopefully this was super helpful for you guys, and I wish you all the best on the selection process.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.